Chapter 30. Lysander. Edge of Glory.
I told them you'd be here before I finished, Diomedes says as I approach.
Diomedes sits on a fallen advertisement in the broken cityscape of Sector 6, eating an apple. His dustwalkers lounge around him drinking honey and combing their long hair like Spartans.
We agreed on a time, did we not?
We did. Our compliments.
He nods to the Praetorians behind me. Marcus, Drusilla, and Demetrius do not nod back. Exhausted from our push through Sector 7 and then the brutal assault on the bulwarks of Sector 6, they're in no mood for pleasantries, especially not with the Ra. Diomedes tosses me the apple. Almost half of it is eaten.
The territory we've taken, but can we hold it down? He asks.
He stands up.
They're worried about the worm in Sector 1.
I look up to see dustwalkers lounging all the way up to the dome of the bazaar. There must be several hundred. His greys are regrouping nearby for our joint push west. I don't see any obsidians.
Victor is being dealt with by Ajax, I say, and take the next bite of the apple. Horatia is continuing her push. Votan men are still flowing in. Bellona will come behind them. The fleet battle could be going better, but our job was the moon. We are on the edge of glory. If we can take two more sectors in the next hour, the cascade will be irreversible, and we'll have the hollows surrounded.
He nods.
If.
He watches me without emotion for a few long moments. Roan pings my comm.
Dominus, we have a report from Ajax.
I smile at Diomedes and take another bite of the apple.
Go.
Roan pauses.
You'll want to hear this in person.
The apple sticks in my throat and I cough.
Excuse me?
Diomedes stands and ties up his hair.
I will come with. We bit the apple too.
The forward command tank's interior fades away as I watch the fight unfold in the gloomy theatre of industrial plants where Victra met Cicero's vanguard. At a distance, nothing of note can be deciphered. The plants are vast, the knights and riflemen small. If anyone started the day with shining armour, it is either black or grey now. The fighting swirls through tank yards, smelters, Drakenjäger plants, up to the air, and even within the netherworld of pipes and shafts that comprise the top of the level. A thousand tiny battles, each with their own little story. I only care about one.
It was a trap, Roan says. Cicero chose to stand and fight instead of being picked apart trying to escape. He was holding his own. Doing a fine job considering the quality he was facing. He thought Victra was with her main force. Her armor was, at least. Ajax was coordinating with Cicero for a strike on Victra. He came down a hauler shaft about a kilometer from the battle. The enemy must have had scouts out, or drones. Either way, they knew he was coming and how. Long enough for Victra and the other knights to be waiting for him when he exited the shaft. They had obsidians with them. From what we understand, Ajax's party gave a good acquitting of themselves, but they were outnumbered, 3-1.
My mouth is dry. And Ajax? How did he die? Roan hesitates and spares Diomedes a look.
I sent him. I should see. Show me.
Roan shifts to a grainy visual.
This footage we have isn't much. It came from one of Cicero's drones. He was wondering where Ajax was.
An assembly area for a Drakenjäger rolls past. Bodies come into view. They are hardly recognizable as men. Others hunch over them. I tell Roan to zoom in. The image degrades a little. The bodies are the new golds Ajax took with him. The obsidians are scalping them. The drone carries on. Obsidian corpses litter the ground now. Three figures stagger. At first it seems like they are drunk. I zoom in further. Ajax is hunched between Victra and another assailant. I force myself to watch. There's something dispassionate about the way they whittle Ajax down, like watching animals kill each other in nature when the predator has their teeth in and both animals are just laying on the ground. There may be bouts of struggle yet to come, but they both know it's only a matter of time. And they have time. When it ends, it is sudden. Ajax manages to defend himself from the male assailant, but not Victra. He goes down, and she hacks him apart. Then she cuts off his head, stands on his body, beats her chest, and roars. There is no audio, but I hear her anyway. Roan kills the videotape and waits in respect for me to break the silence.
Did Cicero escape? I ask. We don't know.
Where was Apollonius?
He used Cicero as a diversion and chose retreat. He told me he followed your plan, but he would not throw away his men because of the folly of a Mercurian amateur, which is very fair if you ask me. He is now ensconced in prime real estate, Julii's Dockyards Citadel.
I boil inside. The man with Victra. Who? I ask.
We don't know, but if you ask me, the cloak, the style, it could be a man, but...
But what?
Thraxa autelemanos, Diomedes says. Windsweeper. Her style. Not common.
Roan watches him a little more closely.
You've never met Thraxa.
I study.
Diomedes' eyes narrow.
I thought the Republic Obsidians defected, that they were sacking Republic cities in the belt. Not all of them want to be pirates, apparently,
Roan says.
Diomedes processes that and sighs.
A pity. This was a good plan.
He looks at me.
We are overextended, Loon. I will prepare my phalanx to pull back. We will do this the slow way, now.
As he leaves, he sets a hand on my shoulder and looks out the tank door.
The edge of glory cuts both ways. Condolences. He was gifted. Loss. It is never easy.
He walks out and tosses the apple away.
Roan watches me as I turn to stare at the last image the drone captured.
Victra stands on Ajax's chest, howling upward.
It was an ambitious plan, Roan says. We can hold, probably Sectors 1 and 8, but we should eliminate Victra and Pegasus Legion, or at least contain them, before we proceed further.
I nod. Numb.
It will be a grind, but I've done grinds before. We'll have the numbers when your allies land their men. It's not a loss, Dominus. Not yet.
Not a loss, I say, and look up at his stony face.
This was supposed to be our staging ground for an iron rain next month. The ships, the money, the lives. That moment in Rome. Ajax. Ajax choosing me, dying for me.
I shudder in horror.
Glerastes, all that for a slice of moon and a grind.
If that's not a loss, what do you call it?
The old soldier frowns.
War, Dominus.